following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am your host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host is Otto Loos, along with radio show producer extraordinaire Christina Liu, and the director of 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, Dan Cox. Today is a very, very special show. We are celebrating 10 years of Project Independence and You on the air. So let's get started with our very special first guest, Town Supervisor Judy Bosworth. Supervisor, welcome to Project Independence and You, and how wonderful to have you on this anniversary show.
Well, good morning. I am so delighted to be able to be here to really share a very special moment. 10 years of Project Independence radio show is extraordinary. And I know, you know, Christina, you 10 years ago, they talked to you about doing a radio show, and look what it has evolved into. It's an amazing source of information for our seniors. It's wonderful. A special thank you, of course, to Christina, Rebecca, my host of hosts, Otto, and of course, along with Dan Cox and all the great people at LIU who make this possible. The only sad thing for me is that John Ryan isn't able to be with us today, and I'm sure he's listening. Christina, you know, before you said, we'll do another one, you know, when John.
That's right. Give me another reason to celebrate, right?
Exactly. No one does celebrating better than Project Independence radio show. I can attest to that.
So it's, it's unbelievable. So if you really think about it, I was talking to Christina. So it's 10 years, 52 weeks in a year. And really, every Friday, if we're not doing it live, we will air something in advance for the most part. Our repeat shows are pretty rare. So we're talking like 500, what did we say, like 480 to 500 shows.
Yeah, it was a lot of shows.
all scheduled by Christina. And all the guests are just so amazing, one after another, and the information, right, Otto? We're always just so amazing.
Well, you know what's interesting is Christina, based on this, was probably only about 15 years old when she did all that.
Oh, that's right, Otto. That's why we keep you around, Otto.
No, really, you were as green as grass. Let's face facts.
I was as green as grass. That's right.
Yeah, and you learned quickly, and you did a great job.
That's right. Evelyn came to me, you know, it was the first show was September 23rd. So it was technically yesterday. But I remember Evelyn Roth coming to me saying, we're doing a radio show and you're going to produce it. And I said, all right, we'll figure this out. But it's really exciting. Everyone knows this is my favorite little baby. And to reflect when I was going through all the schedules, because I keep a whole, you know, spreadsheet. It's such a mix of different guests. And I think it's great information. And listen, especially during this pandemic, being on North Hempstead TV, I think really opened to the audience, and we had amazing guests on, and we got people through a very tough time. So I'm happy, I'm very proud.
But you know, I'm sorry.
But I think one of the things that, because of Zoom and the whole COVID thing, I think the show got better, to be honest with you.
I agree.
The other part of it is that it gave TV as an outlet, which mm-hmm. we didn't have before. And I think that I've even had people come up to me and say, I saw you on television.
And that's right. I've been signing autographs all over North Hempstead.
Well, I didn't think anybody watched that channel, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would beg to differ.
That's right. Tell
but clearly people do. Well, there are people who do watch it. actually a lot of people, and I'm surprised. I'm not really surprised, but I am surprised. What can I say?
No, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's beyond that. It just shows the ability of the whole Project Independence staff and certainly the radio show to stay current, to be flexible, to understand that you can't just do the same thing week after week, that you have to be responding to whatever the new challenges are. And certainly by doing this radio program via Zoom, having it transmitted on television as well, shows that ability to, you know, as they say, go with the flow. You know, we assume everybody has computer technology and the ability to log on, and we know that's not the case. So the fact that whether it's the radio show or the physical fitness classes or programming, it's not only online, but it is on TV. So it opens it up to really everybody in the town.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that, Supervisor, just because we'd love for everybody in the town, seniors, of course, to become as technology savvy as possible, but some just aren't interested and they may not even have the ability to become, you know, as, you know, buy laptops and smartphones and, you know, invest in plans for minutes or that whole thing can be a little overwhelming. So the television, North Hempstead Television, I don't think we realized how many people it reached until the pandemic, because we started getting, calls from 311 about seniors who not only, you know, don't have computers, but never took a fitness class before. And they would say, I just took my first fitness class and I didn't even know I could do it seated. So, you know, it was really wonderful. And then people will say to me even, oh, I saw you on the radio. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. It's like,
an oxymoron.
Right. It really is North Hempstead Television, the radio show. It's still very, very important to reach, you know, our seniors and, you know, our all of our town residents.
Well, and that's really what it is. You reach all the residents, because people who aren't seniors, you know, and that's what I found during the pandemic, were actually seeing it. So, you know, the senior might be watching it with their daughter or their grandchild, that way, you know, whatever the case is. So it really opened it up. And I think that's what's so special about North Hempstead TV, is you're able to kind of connect to all different people. You know, I said we're beyond seniors now. It's more of a community kind of service project that we're doing over here.
So maybe Project Independence, but it really, it has a reach to so many people beyond those who are seniors. And so that's, you know, kudos to all of you.
Well, we talked about Christina, naturally, when we say we. Somebody is putting together a list of non-technical tips for people who can't call Uber, or they can't call Grubhub, or whoever. And I think that's a good thing. You know, here's how you, as a non-technical person, can function within this world.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's great. How to continue to survive in a technical world as a non-technical person, because everything, you know, everything's changing. I mean, even your credit card today has a little thingy on it, and it's got a, if you don't have that on your credit card, it's going to be hard to pay for things. Even the swipes are almost obsolete. It's just every few years, things keep changing. And it's like, how do you help people who are just not in that realm? So that's a great idea to continue with the things that, you know, are non-technology based. Mm-hmm. But Supervisor Bosworth, so were you, I know that you've been on the show so many times, and I think
have.
You were on actually before you were at the town. I mean, you live in the
That's
town.
That's correct. She was many
so
times. We
have. You have worn several hats and when coming on the show, but you know, it's just so nice to have you on for this hour. And I know that you're you know, a public figure, so you're probably used to being interviewed on the radio. I don't know if you ever get used to like television interviews or being on the
Here's
radio.
Here's the thing: when I do the Project Independence radio show, I never feel like I'm being interviewed. I'm here with my family and having a great discussion about whatever topic comes up.
Yeah, right. I know. I remember the first time I came on as just, you know, a guest to talk about Project Independence, I was so nervous. I was very, very nervous. And then whoever was, I can't remember who was a co-host, but, you know, they just said, oh, this isn't an interview. This is, you know, we just talk. This is talk radio. And then from that second on, doesn't it get almost, I don't want to say addicting, that's a strong word, but like you really so look forward to doing the radio show. And
you know, we do have to have you on, Judy, when you're unemployed. You talked about change and adjustment and whatever.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting to just chat about what that's all about. You know, I call it rewirement as opposed to retirement. You know, you're not the type, I don't think, that's just going to sit in the house all day and do nothing. So it'd be interesting to chat about how does this post treadmill that you've been on, how did that work out? You know, and I think that'd be a great little session to have, actually.
So, you know, you bring up such an interesting point because for those who are listening who don't know, I'm not running for re-election. So as of December 31st is my last day in office as a town supervisor. And it was a difficult decision to make, I have to tell you. It was, you know, even at this point, it's somewhat bittersweet, but it was the right decision. And I knew it was time. You know, we've done so much here in the town, and I'm proud of you know, what we've accomplished, but it's time. It was the right time. And, you know, my philosophy always is better to leave 2 years too early than leave 2 years too late. So I believe I'm leaving 2 years too early, and I hope others, you know, would agree with that. And people are saying to me, so what are you doing after? And it's not a very exciting answer because I don't know. I just know, you know, I'm concentrating on, you know, making sure that we're doing all the things that we need to be doing, that we want to be doing, that just continues to move the town forward. And it's, you know, I feel like, you know, Scarlett O'Hara, you know, I'll think about that tomorrow. but maybe when that tomorrow comes, you know, you'll have me back and we can see, you know, how that actually, you know, turned out.
I just checked. Supervisor has been on 18 times on our show. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no. I remember the first time I was on, you know, it was like a 15-minute segment and it seemed so long. And now, I mean, I'm scheduled today to be on for an hour, and I know it's going to happen by the end of the hour. I'm going to say, are you kidding? It's over.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's unusual of how you answered the question as to what are you going to do. I'm semi-retired now, 18 years, and I knew I wanted to do something. I had no idea what, but I had, like, defined things, like, I wanted to get involved with some kind of a charity, had no idea what, along came, you know, this meeting with Project Independence in the beginning, and I thought, that serves a good purpose. I'm going to get involved with that.
Well, actually, we have to take a quick break. We will continue with Supervisor Judy Bosworth celebrating Project Independence in You 10-year anniversary on 88.1 and WCWP.org. We will be right back.